And of course,
what have we got now?
This.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Five and five up.
Very good today.
Is it?
No.
Oh, I still love the best piece of advice for you, Jimmy Boy, over your passport situation.
Sucked in, Jim.
Sucked in, Jim.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, those wild turkeys at the US Open, Jim. Wow.
Yeah, that's it, Bill. Yeah.
Oh, they're in the studio.
Yeah, right. 505.
We had a mouse last week. And we
506, actually.
Oh, a bit later, actually.
What's at number five, Fat?
Thank you, Rabs. Good work. Now, duck. We all love the duck. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, he's always looking for another week off.
Right.
Have a listen to him here on the Sunday Rub.
Tell you what hasn't been asked, and I want to know, and I know you'll know the answer to this. Mm. Why haven't, is there going to be a bye before the finals this
year?
Yes. There definitely is.
They've ticked that, off. Yes.
That's been ticked
you
off.
You can go away that weekend.
Thank you.
On top of the three byes we've had, which I don't think we need. Anyway.
Have I got permission to head to Bali?
No, we have.
What about, I think last Tuesday said he might be sick for this week or last
it's
weekend's
a preemptive
coming.
Shot he fires.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you I might be sick. Yeah.
He said last Tuesday. Oh, come on, Duck. So he's got the weekend off. He can go to Bali.
Right.
Next.
How about number four, Bins?
I just love the Chief, and this was the Chief on Friday night. Have a listen to him.
He's got a little bit of Nathan Brown in him, hasn't he? Very skillful, little man, little limbs, attitude, annoying.
You're one of the funniest people I know, Joe.
This is Jimmy Webster. He's picked up on Nate's little limbs, which I hadn't thought of before.
Have you not seen our little arm?
I haven't noticed.
Caldwell's kick is feathered. They're normal size, Joe.
What do you call him? Tyrannosaurus Rex. Is that what you called him with
the tiny T-Rex.
There's a bit of T-Rex about him. Also looks like a Lego baby. Haven't you seen him?
Little limbs of
when
Nate
the
Brown.
Chief gets his eye in, it's as entertaining as anything.
Little limbs.
Yep.
Oh, well, he hosted the Sunday footy show yesterday. And unfortunately, Nate Brown. Yeah. And unfortunately, did well.
Oh, did he? Yeah,
at sea to the end of the art.
None of that. Next.
What's at number three, Cocco?
Tell you what, this caught my attention last night, Jimmy Boy. Was there a stuff up at last night's TV Night of Nights? Mm-hmm. Because you're up for an award, of course. But
did I win?
Well, you didn't, but have a listen and wait for it till the end.
The winner is the Olympic and Paralympic Games, Tokyo 2020. Congratulations to Channel 7.
The 7 Network's 17-day coverage of the Olympic Games was watched by over 20 million people across two channels. Naturally, the 2020 Olympics and Paralympics took place in 2021. Accepting the Logie tonight, commentators Daisy Pierce and Brian Taylor.
Oh boy!
So they've called them up, but
they were there for another award. Maybe, well, another nomination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so maybe it was you guys in the grand final.
Should have been.
Well, you wouldn't have been anyway, because Brian was there.
In Adelaide.
Yeah, and Brian was there.
Brian was there. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, but you,
Daisy, was there.
Mm, good, so interesting that one. I think yes. Next.
Give us number two, Smack.
Oh, I love this story. The Gold Coast Suns flying, and they got a young fella there, Alex Davies.
Mm-hmm.
He's Japanese, Jim.
Yes, I know, Bill.
And his grandfather flew in from Japan to watch an AFL game live for the first time.
Yes.
Anthony Hudson explains what happened after the game.
This was a great moment with Alex Davies, who's a young gun coming through. He shows plenty of talent, still a lot of work to do. But he's from a Japanese background, Japanese man. And there's his grandfather who saw AFL footy for the first time in the flesh, saw him play, part of the song. He knows how to be a goal umpire as well.
That is just awesome scenes. And I think we're seeing it across the board, people involving their families.
Yes, to goal!
He actually signalled a goal. Fantastic, Jim. Yep. And thanks to Fox Footy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But well done to Stewie Jude to let the grandfather in the team.
No, brilliant.
That was, well, I love that. So well done to him there.
Very
that
good.
A nice little one. And number. What do you got at number one, Bill? Oh, Jimmy, the great Bruce McAvaney was inducted last night into the Logies Hall of Fame. And we all love Bruce and what he's done. And here's Bruce talking about his old mate, Dennis Kamini.
Dennis and I started as colleagues and we ended up as friends. Can you ask for any more than that? And that AFL Grand Final that we called his last, when the Bulldogs broke the drought and defeated the Swans remains my favourite memory as a football caller.
Well done there. And also Bruce went on to talk about the special moments of his career.
My special moments don't come from the world of showbiz, but perhaps there's more crossover than we'd think. Australian football has been the constant for me until very recently, and I know I share with millions of viewers the goosebumps of that minute's silence on Anzac Day and the first 5 minutes of a grand final, and hopefully the last five. We get that sometimes. Yeah. I've witnessed champion performances, Tony Lockett, Wayne Carey,
Billy Brownless,
Cyril, who got me into trouble, Buddy and Dusty, all of them stars.
It's just shameless. It is shameless.
Talking
it's
about seamless. Seamless and talking about his favourite players.
It is shameless.
Do you hear it?
Isn't it?
Hear that?
I heard your voice in the middle of it.
Yeah. Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
Well, he has now.
He's had the best of years.
Just kicked three or four
That's
in the
what he hasn't had.
First
Not
quarter.
Days, years.
But well done to Bruce. We all love Bruce. Bruce's work, of course. So there it is, Jim. Billy 585.
I've got I'll tell you what I have is a breaking story next.
You have? Yeah. About bloody time.
And then Noah Anderson, who plays game 50 this weekend from the Gold Coast Suns, will join us as well. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.